Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen to Raheem Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Man, this ain't got nothing to do with damn gambling addiction. This ain't got nothing to do with addiction. These dudes are stupid. The notion that guys are making all this money and giving information, come on, man, stop that.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA. Next, we go to our Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Dan Lust, a sports and entertainment attorney, host of the Conduct Detrimental Sports Law podcast. He is a law professor and author, and you can find him on X at Sports Law Lust. Operative name there for sure, joining us. Dan, what were your immediate takeaways when you first read about this story yesterday?
First thing, right, I watched the entire press conference and I was looking for one answer, and I think it was the question that everyone was thinking. What does an inside info basketball scandal have anything to do with a poker scandal? And that question wasn't really answered, but that was the main thing I was looking at. Why, other than the commonality of Terry Rozier, who plays basketball, and Chauncey Phillips, who's an NBA Hall of Famer, what these two things actually have to do with one another, or if our feds are just getting lazy and just doing a 2-for-1 press conference special.
So what was your determination when you heard all of that? Did you think that it's a 2-for-1, or do you think they're connected enough to make this all part of the same operation?
We're learning more since the initial press conference. We are learning more that Chauncey Phillips might have involvement on the other side in terms of the inside info side. But, you know, still, these are two very different schemes. And the inside betting info seemingly is just a game of telephone. It's not really that complex in terms of a technological component and whatnot. But on the other side, we have a very complex poker scheme. I don't really view the two as being similar. But as, you know, the facts come out, you don't want to be so harsh on a point like that, because as we're seeing, right, it's shades of gray in terms of now Chauncey Phillips' involvement on the other end of the basketball equation. So there were some questions they weren't answering, and I still think this is an evolving investigation here.
Dan Lust, a sports and entertainment attorney, joining us here on Raheem Harrison Grody. And Dan, I'm just curious, as this all kinds of unfolds, does this feel more like it's the tip of the iceberg or it's the iceberg itself?
You know, I this goes back really January 2025 is when Rozier initially got investigated. And even at that time, when the NBA looked at this and cleared him, they were aware of this Eastern District. So, rest assured, right, 9 months have gone by, 9-10 months, and this is what they came up with. So I think it's easy to say this could be the tip of the iceberg, but if there were other big players involved and other big names, they would have waited, right? Chauncey Billups seems to be the biggest name, and it's a Hall of Famer. It's a huge basketball name. And then it's Terry Rozier, and then it's a bunch of, you know, not, I wouldn't say A, B, or C-level sports names. So I don't view that there's more to come. I think just the way the Feds operate, they want to come out swinging. They want to come with their biggest punch, and this seems to be the biggest punch. It's not to say we're not going to have other betting or poker scandals, but this seems all the way tied back to the Jontay Porter scandal from, you know, now a year and a half, 2 years ago. So I think this is the scandal, and certainly could be others, but this seems to be the all-encompassing one dating back now to Porter.
And Dan, for those people who may not know how the feds work, you know, when it comes to their conviction rate, when it comes to how they put an investigation together, what can you shed light on there and explain in layman's terms when it comes to how they would put all this together and over how much time?
Yeah, so this at least was being put together really close to a year, right? And these are federal indictments that the defendants here had to be actually indicted by a grand jury. So, you know, there's an expression in the law, and you know, you mentioned I teach my law students sports law, and I tell them, you know, if it comes up in the Deshaun Watson case or even something like this, you know, anybody can be indicted. It's not a two-way proceeding. You don't have a Johnny Cochran on the other side acting as defense counsel and stopping someone from being indicted. It's really one-way traffic. So if a prosecutor wants to get an indictment, it's a one-way street, right? You can, so I say the prosecutor could indict a ham sandwich if they wanted to, because there's only one way of evidence being projected. So, you know, in our country, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. I wouldn't read that much into the fact that they were indicted. But I would read into the fact, and this is where I find this to be very interesting, the NBA clears Terry Rozier from anything, right? And they were aware of the suspicious betting patterns back in January. And somehow the feds look at that exact same evidence and say, you know what, we're going to make Terry Rozier the centerpiece of this inside betting info scandal. So, you know, I think Adam Silver's got a lot of questions to answer, and I'm not quite sure how he answers them.
Is this more about the subpoena power that the federal agency would have as opposed to what limits the NBA would have as far as their investigation? When you say this is what we found that maybe the NBA wasn't able to get to, they weren't privy to?
Certainly possible. I've seen reports, and certainly not mine, but from other, you know, very notable names in the basketball space that claim that when this regular betting pattern happened, it was spotted the day of, which they can figure out with modern day technology, and that Rozier was, you know, seemingly taken off the court, not because he had an injury, but because they sent this betting pattern. So, subpoena power is one thing, but at this day and age, there are companies designed to spot this irregular pattern, right? They have profiles on everyone that has a DraftKings account, everyone that has a FanDuel account, and they can tell when someone steps outside of their normal bands of bets. And if 100 people are doing it at the exact same time, and those 100 people are located within close proximity to one another, that's not just irregular, that's screaming irregular. And that's my understanding of what happened around a number of these bets. So, yeah, I mean, subpoena power certainly helps, but if you have that activity and it's all over the country and it's pervasive in terms of a tip coming out, I'm not sure what subpoena power you need. So I was very surprised that the NBA cleared Rozier so quickly. And now, again, a lot of questions to answer if you're NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We're talking to Dan Lust. He is a sports and entertainment attorney, host of the Conduct Detrimental Sports Law Podcast. And Adam Silver, as we know, also typically when you're in these roles, you have a law degree yourself. You know, that seems to be part of the table stakes to get a role as a commissioner in a league, or at least something like it. I know that doesn't really play into this case specifically, but I do wonder if maybe Rozier at the time was protected more under CBA or something like that, or there was... Like, can you see the union factory, or can you see why it would be cleared in a different manner through the NBA than it would legally?
The short answer is no. I mean, that shouldn't be a reason. And I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but we've seen this play out a lot, right? Just because Shohei Ohtani, switching sports, obviously, but just because he got cleared by Major League Baseball doesn't mean he didn't do anything wrong. But here we have the feds that want to pick up on this, and to the earlier point about subpoena power. You know, Major League Baseball, or be it the NBA, or really any sport where there's an internal scandal, even Deshaun Watson, those leagues are sometimes incentivized to kind of sweep it under the rug. The feds don't have that. They actually have a very different perspective, and they are incentivized to go after these big players in the space. So, you know, Terry Rozier is a fairly high-level NBA player. He's making close to $100 million a year on a very large contract, playing for a premier team. He came back to the court. And that doesn't, you know, and we can move over to Jontay Porter, who was at the time, a two-way player, guy kind of bouncing in and out of the G League. He's out of the league, but Terry Rozier is allowed to come back. And unfortunately, as we see these sports things play out, the higher your profile, the more seemingly insulation you have. And obviously there's exceptions, be it Tom Brady with, you know, Deflategate or different examples, but you know, I think the NBA tries to, unless they really have to, unless there's really hard evidence, they'll try to sweep it under the rug. But yeah, I don't mean to keep alluding to it, but that's the second Adam Silver gets in front of a microphone, some reporter's going to ask him this, and he's got to be being prepped on that right now, how to deal with this question.
What steps can the NBA take at this point in time to protect their integrity going forward, having something like this happen?
You know, it's tough. I do a lot of work in the college sports space, and there's now a rule that's being passed next week that college athletes can now bet on pro sports legally for the first time as of November 1st. So, you know, I don't know how you police this other than to show how easy it was to discover this irregular betting activity, that anybody can be found out. It wasn't so long ago that Calvin Ridley got busted for opening a betting account in his own name back when he was with the Falcons. I mean, people, I think, are smart enough not to do that at this point. But you can see from the scandal, the technology is so, you know, sophisticated to spot these irregular betting patterns. So I think that's what we're going to learn. And I think, you know, unfortunately, someone's going to have to be made an example of. Jontay Porter is a G League guy, a two-way guy. I don't think people are getting an example from Jontay Porter. But, you know, unfortunately, Rozier is of that level that people are paying attention. And, you know, now with the federal indictment behind you, you got a huge target on your back.
Dan, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was paying attention to that new rule that's going to allow college athletes to bet on pro sports. And while it may be a legal thing that needs to happen, I cannot see this not ending in disaster. Tell me why this is going to not end in disaster.
I would love to tell you that. I don't think I can.
Well, that's bleak.
I'd love to.
You're seeing what I'm seeing,
why,
right?
Elaborate on why you think this is problematic.
Let's go back right to the NFL's rules concerning like on-site betting. This was 2 years ago when Jameson Williams and all these guys were getting in trouble. They were just betting on different things that weren't football at NFL practice facilities. I don't really think there's anything wrong with that, but the NFL made a rule that, you know, you're more likely to have inside information. So that was the NFL's rule. Whether it was good or bad, that's just what the rule was. Now, for college athletes, they just don't want them betting, period. They just don't think it's good for the sport, don't think it's good for their values. I'm not really concerned with college athletes having inside info. But then again, you know, I work in the, you know, the NIL space, and I work with agents that represent both college kids and professional athletes. And, you know, we're worried about kids, college kids having inside information. You could just look at an agent that represents a pro level guy and a college level guy. The level of access is out there, and kids, when they're 18, 22, 23, they don't have the level of foresight that maybe they shouldn't be doing things, right? They're not as aware of the ramifications of their actions. So I don't view this as being a good thing. I think, God forbid, kids can wait another couple of years before they gamble and they turn pro. I don't see the benefit of it. And I think, to the point, I only think bad things can happen. And I'd be surprised if this rolls out on November 1st. I kind of am expecting a little bit of a delay here just with the timing, but, you know, certainly we'll see.
That is Dan Lust. If you want to hear more of what he has to say, he hosts the Conduct Detrimental Sports Law podcast. He is a law professor and author and a sports and entertainment attorney. Dan is at Sports Law Lust on X. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure.
That was Dan. And we get back to football in our next segment because I know I have a feeling we might be calling Dan again at some point soon.
To get more clarification
on the charges. Yeah. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Coming up next, we got to give our staff predictions for this upcoming Bears and Ravens game. So we do so next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.